I take as a text the closing verse of this morning's gospel. By your endurance, you will gain your souls. The King James Authorized Version has, in your patience possess ye your souls. The Jerusalem Bible gives us, your endurance will win you your lives. The New English Bible tells us, by standing firm, you will win true life for yourselves. There are other translations in other versions. They all give the same picture, that of maintaining steadfastness in the face of persecution. Chapter 21 of Luke's Gospel begins with Jesus observing rich people putting their gifts into the temple treasury, offering alms, as we should say today, and seeing a poor widow put in two small copper coins. He observed that the widow had, in effect, put in more than all the others, for they contributed out of their abundance, and she put in all she had to live on. This observation of our Lord led on to a discussion with his disciples about the structure of the temple and the way in which it was decorated with beautiful stones and gifts, all dedicated to God. Jesus predicted the fall of the temple when one stone will not be left upon another. Historians tell us that there was an uprising of the Jews in Jerusalem in about AD 68, and that in AD 70 the Romans overthrew the city. 80,000 troops under Emperor Titus set the city on fire after a siege lasting for many months. Indeed, not one stone was left standing upon another. The city was flattened, razed to the ground. The only structurally viable building that remained was a small garrison for the occupying army. Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. The authors of the Synoptic Gospels seem to indicate that this was his first visit, certainly in his adult ministry, although St. John tells us that he went there for several important Jewish festivals. Jesus had told his followers that he must go up to Jerusalem to die. In St. Matthew's Gospel we read, "From that time forth Jesus began to show unto his disciples how that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again on the third day." Elsewhere in St. Luke we read that Jesus said, "Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished." In this journey towards his betrayal, trials and crucifixion, Jesus continued with his teaching of the 12. They had so much to learn and so little time in which to do it. Jesus was concerned that other teachers and prophets might mislead the disciples. "Beware that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and 'the time is near.' Do not go near them." He then gives them a preview, as it were, of the dangers they face when he is gone. He talks of nation rising.